September is here. September is the time we go back to school. Also, September is Hunger Action Month. And coming up later this month, the 4th Annual Hunger Symposium, organized by the Eastern Illinois Food Bank and WILL. It's set for September 27th at 6:30 p.m. at the Illinois Terminal. Also under this way is a very challenging challenge. It's called the SNAP Hunger Challenge. The challenge is this. Feed yourself on $4.50 a day. SNAP is the acronym for the U.S. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, previously known as the Food Stamp Program. The monthly benefit is about $135 per person, or $30 a week, or $4.50 a day. That's what someone on food stamps, now called SNAP, has to work with to put food on the table. This is why food banks and pantries are important. Most people need more than $4.50 a day to get by. Feeding Illinois is the umbrella organization for Illinois' food banks, and Feeding Illinois is encouraging people who don't need food assistance to limit their food budget to $4.50 a day for 1 week this month, Hunger Action Month. Two guests are with me here in the studio this afternoon to tell us more about Hunger Action Month and the SNAP Hunger Challenge. Cheryl Precious is the Director of Marketing and Development for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. It serves 14 counties in this part of the state. You can visit the food bank online at www.eifoodbank.org. Kimberly Cronick is also here. She is the Director of Community Engagement for WILL, Illinois Public Media, and she has completed the challenge. She has kept an online journal about the experience, and you can read that at her blog, How Big My Human Heart Can Get. Cheryl, Kimberly, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Celeste.
Thanks, Celeste.
So why, Kimberly, did you take the challenge?
Well, there's some kind of momentum in this community going on around awareness of hunger, and we have worked with the food bank and have talked to people in the community, and hunger keeps coming up in conversations. And I like challenges, and so I thought, well, let me try this and see what this direct experience teaches me about food and the cost and how either luxuriously or frugally I was eating. And I also knew that there was a lot of people watching, and that this is a sort of a big effort, so there would be a lot of support to do this. So I was mainly doing it out of curiosity, and then I'm going to be hosting a program later this month on hunger, so I thought that would help me also when I did that hosting of that radio show.
Okay, and that radio show would be Focus.
That would be Focus, yes, on WILL at 10:06 a.m. on September 21st.
Okay, very good. Now, in a moment or two, Kimberly, I want to ask you about what was involved in making this all work. But here at the outset, would you tell us about the greatest insight you gained? What was the greatest insight you gained as a result of embarking on this challenge?
I think the greatest insight is that I can't do this alone, that I have to reach out for help, that I need support. You know, my values are, you know, do it, you know, you can do this, you're strong. So I kind of pride myself on what I have learned, but it really can't be done oneself unless one doesn't mind being hungry. So being humble and asking for help, that was a position I was in. And so that was one of the greatest insights. And also what a luxury it is not to think about what I'm going to buy. I mean, that was my normal way of shopping for food. For that week, I absolutely was almost what I thought about all the time.
Yeah. Well, speaking of needing help, here's where food banks and pantries and soup kitchens come in. How do food banks and the pantries and soup kitchens they serve, Cheryl, help fill the gap?
Well, it's really, and I think one of the most interesting points that's coming out of this challenge, and Kimberly summarized this so beautifully, is that, you know, addressing the problem of hunger and making sure that our neighbors in our community have enough to eat really requires a combination of those public solutions and private solutions. As I think a lot of listeners may know, back in June, Illinois reached the highest caseload ever for the number of households on SNAP benefits, which is kind of actually bittersweet news because Obviously, that's an indication of our economic situation. But the SNAP program is suffers from chronic under-enrollment. There are a lot of families out there who are potentially eligible that are not enrolled in the program. In fact, from our own internal studies of the food pantries and soup kitchens that we serve, we estimate that about half of the clients who are potentially eligible for SNAP are not receiving SNAP. So obviously, you know, if a family is not getting assistance through these federal programs, then they're relying more heavily on the food pantries and the soup kitchens that the food bank serves, which means that there's more pressure on all of us to really make sure that we're closing that gap.
Okay. And as I recall, something like 1.6 million Illinoisans are enrolled in the SNAP program. Is that correct?
I believe it's actually, as of June, it's 780,000.
Oh, okay.
Illinoisans. 40 million people nationally, which translates to somewhere around, I believe, 16 million households nationally are enrolled in SNAP. And in terms of the number of applications for SNAP assistance, those rose in just 1 year, those rose 27%. The food bank here locally is actually conducting some SNAP outreach in some of our territories and actually sending an outreach worker out to help families apply for assistance. And several other food banks around the state are doing that. And so that increase in applications is certainly, is certainly reflective of that work. But again, like I said, it's also reflective of how many more families just really need help right now.
Kimberly, what was day five like?
Oh, I should have reviewed my entries. Do you
remember
that one?
It gets tougher.
Yeah, it does get tougher. At first, I thought, oh, great, day three. Oh, I felt capable and competent. I was like, oh, I'm going to breeze through this. And then day five, you know, I ate organic homemade oatmeal with walnuts and apple butter, local apple butter, for the entire time. That was very inexpensive, and it was very filling. So breakfast usually was okay. And then lunch, I would make something that was okay. But then I started to, you know, run out of, you know, only have less than $2 for dinner. And so it was hard to feel full every day. I felt, by day five, I was like, oh, 2 days left. Yay.
Yeah.
Was where I was at.
I've been reading some various posts here and there online in regard to this, and I just want to share this one comment. It takes a lot of thinking, planning, and sometimes a few lucky finds to get by on $4.50 a day. I don't see how a busy parent could do all this comparison shopping, calculating, and batch cooking. I understand the lure of the dollar meal. So, yeah. And we have to wrap up here. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but on Focus on September 21st in the 10 o'clock hour, you'll take up this topic again. Mm-hmm. And then coming up at the end of the month on the 27th, the Hunger Symposium. Meantime, Cheryl, what can we do to lend a hand very quickly?
Well, September is Hunger Action Month. That's a national campaign. You can check out our website at eifoodbank.org for actually an entire calendar, 30 ways that you can fight hunger in 30 days. So that's certainly a place to start. And I do encourage anybody who's listening to try to take the SNAP challenge. The official week is September 19th through 25th. Again, there's more information on our website. And join us for the symposium and engage in a dialogue about what we can do about hunger in our community.
Okay, very good. Cheryl Precious, Kimberly Chronic, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.